two HDM a bonus. The
Fae Sisters Fate bonus episode.
I'm Dane, the Game Master Head.
I'm Cosmo, the two-headed honkin' Colin Head.
And I'm Brian. My mouth is full, Samantha and Anthony Head.
Welcome back. Short little recap. We are still in the fate of the Fae Sisters. Oh, nope. The Fae Sisters' Fate. Where last time our adventuring band of the Druid Samantha, the Ranger Anthony, the Berserker Honk, and the Spellcaster Colin.
He's a warrior, not a berserker.
God. A warrior honk.
Crumples yes. It up, throws it out.
We're passing through the town of Burr Hollow, where there had been a recent goblin attack. The mayor implored the adventurers to...
And employed.
Into employment, to go search out the missing guard, the town watch, that chased the goblins. And the terms were acceptable. So the venturing band set off into the Briarwood, and instead of finding goblins, they found a dying Hamadryad, Lorely, who said there were some nefarious frog folk in the Briarwood, and asked for their help in solving the frog folk problem. And that's where
the frog folk fiasco.
The frog folk fiasco, as you were. So that's where we're going to pick up with our adventures, is after a night of rest along the... wait for the siren.
There's my ride.
After a night's rest along the dwindling Silver Run River, our adventurers are rested and ready to go. As a reminder, by Lorelei's estimation, you have 6 days to restore the flow of the Silver Run, or else she will die. And then the Briarwood shortly after.
She was so hot and sad, dude.
We agreed we didn't want that to happen.
All right. So, it is morning. You guys spent a night on the trail. Nothing super bad happened. I mean, the worst is just a couple bug bites.
Honk doesn't like waking up early, but he does it because he knows if he doesn't get up and do it, there won't be any breakfast. So he reheats whatever's left of the stew after restoking the fire, throws some bacon on a flat stone to sizzle, and gets out some bread, and then he eats most of it. But there's some left for everyone else when they wake up.
Samantha and Anthony have one piece of candy between their mouths, like Lady and the Tramp style. They both look over at you, and Samantha pops her mouth off the candy, and she goes, "Oh my God, you're making breakfast?"
Yes, I... Listen, never start an adventuring day without breakfast. Know what I'm saying?
I've started so many days without breakfast.
That's insane to me. I don't understand.
We're poor.
Yeah, okay.
Just got high-roaded, dude.
Alright, well, we should probably continue on after breakfast so the trail doesn't go cold.
Yes.
I forgot to do the, you know.
As we start. Yep.
Speaking of cold... This podcast brought to you by beer.
As always. It almost always is.
Indubitably. Alright, so you guys follow the river north. there are some... There's a gentle bend that you go around. Some what used to be rapids. Again, the river is extremely low. And as you're going north, the bugs get a little thicker and thicker. Mm. And you come up on this section of river that used to be really shallow but really wide, so like 200 feet, which is now pretty much a mud flat. And like there is a slow, probably foot deep trickle of water through this section. Mm. Right? It's just fucking mud, mud, mud. And bubbling and squirching and buzzing with bugs. Mm.
I hate that.
Well, you're gonna hate this, buddy. because as you guys are kind of, you know, walking, looking at the mud flats and being wrinkling your noses and being like, ugh, kind of stinky, you hear these big splurches, like and out of the mud, shedding their larva form,
bleh,
come these giant mosquitoes.
Fuck.
And they swarm ya.
How many?
6 at least. Roll me initiative.
Alright. Just flat d20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you think you have proficiency in initiative.
I think Honk might in a fight.
I'd give Honk.
Okay. Honk has 10, Colin has 17.
Anthony rolled a natty 20.
Let's go.
Samantha, a 4.
Alright, so, natty 20, 17?
Mm-hmm. 10.
10, 4. Alright, so, Anthony, Honk,
Colin,
Mosquito. Honk. Oh, sorry. Colin, Mosquitoes, Honk, and then Samantha.
Okay.
Okay.
Anthony, you have the first move.
He's just going to wind up his sling and give it a whack crack at the first mosquito he sees.
Okay. Roll me.
That is a 15 plus 3, 18.
That's a good hit.
Woo! Let's fucking go, dude.
How much damage does that sling do?
Oh, that's a 6! So that's max damage. I also get to add my proficiency to damage, so that's 9 damage.
So the mosquito that Anthony hits with the sling just poof into gross green goo, dead.
It's better than a live one. I know that's gross too.
Anthony just starts throwing up.
Do you move?
Yeah, you can move.
I take a few steps back.
Okay.
Away from the mosquitoes.
Colin also takes a few steps back, kind of hiking up his robes out of the mud, and he knows that Honk is just going to shove him anyway. So Colin kind of skips back a couple steps, and he tries to hex, like a confusion spell, at the next nearest bug. Trying to get this bug just like, you don't even know what's going on. You got too much wacky magic in your brain. Ooh, that's a nat 20.
Yo!
This is maybe not the best time dice for these, but
listen, that's
I'll take it.
One of many to
what
come.
What does your magic look like?
Colin is in kind of like white and blue robes with silver trim, and his magic is a kind of like bright, sparkly. Like the bright, sparkly magic effects from like an old Disney movie, kind of around his hands and his staff as he chants spells and moves his hands in magical gestures.
Okay, the mosquito that he was zapping crisps up, and like you can smell a nasty, you know, burnt, corrupted flesh smell.
Anthony throws up.
It's gross.
More.
But yeah, that mosquito's crisp.
It's so fucking gross.
what was... Well, yeah, doesn't matter. So Honk's going to get swarmed as Colin steps back. Honk gets swarmed by two skeeters, and they try to attack. So that one's not going to do it. What is your AC?
It is 13 with his armor.
All right, so the first one misses. You're able, Honk's able to, like, you know, maybe bats it away.
Huh.
The second one comes right in, lands right on, like, his collar, Honk's collarbone, and sticks its proboscis right in the jugular.
Well, I don't like that.
So you are going to take a d4 of damage.
Dean, why do you hate us?
Honk takes 3 damage.
All right.
And you have a mosquito on your clavicle.
I don't like that.
And then...
Oh, wait. So the one that missed me, I get a free attack against it.
All right.
Roll
me that attack.
So, yeah. That is a 13.
That will hit.
Yes. Here we go. 2 plus 2, 4 damage coming in at that skeeto.
You have a mace?
Yeah.
It splorches it.
Nice.
And it, like, leaves a little, like, you know, little bit of wing on your mace.
Ugh. Yeah.
And as you're doing that,
shaking that off.
To attack Anthony. Did not like the sling.
Well.
Okay, that one is gonna miss. First one misses. And what's your AC?
My AC is 13.
Yeah, it's gonna miss as well. So two mosquitoes bzz, bzz, around Anthony.
No!
I believe it was Honk's turn.
Honk, yeah.
Alright, Honk is gonna try and rip the one that's on him. Tries to grab it with his offhand and yank it away.
You can do that by expending 5... Wait, no, sorry. That's for the mosquito, not for you.
Mm.
you can just use your action to detach it.
Okay.
Or you can, like, you know, try something else. Like, attack it, but then, you know, bonk yourself in the face.
Yeah. I'm going to spend an action to detach it and then kind of, like...
Move
shove away and back up.
Okay.
Clear some space. And then, yeah, he'll just end his turn, mace at the ready.
Okay. Samantha.
She's going to run up to the one closest to Honk and just give it a little boop with her staff.
Okay.
Just boop it.
Boop and scoots.
It's a 12 plus 3, 15.
Okay, yeah. That'll do it.
My staff is... Oh, shit. Oh, it's just +1 magic. It doesn't say it does damage.
No.
So...
you bonk it.
I bonk it. Just to, you know, just...
You know.
And she goes, no!
And so, like, you know, it's like... You put it, you know, put it off.
Yeah.
Give it a little bonk, you know, for 1 bludgeoning damage or whatever... The fuck, you know, damage. We're not doing damage
types. No damage.
Medium damage, or medium dungeon doesn't have damage types. But, you know, whatever the base attack is in D&D, I think it's bludgeoning. Anyways, you do 1 damage.
Hell yeah.
Back to Anthony.
He's going to... So they're, like, around him now, right?
Yeah, you got 2 buzzing up your face.
So he's going to, like, pull out his pastry knife and kind of, like, flip it around in his fingers and then just kind of, like, up towards the closest one to him. It's a 7 plus 3, 10.
That's going to miss. The mosquito buzzes around your flailing pastry knife.
Are there attacks of opportunity in medium?
Medium dungeon. Is that I mean,
that's a 5e thing.
Yeah.
What I was thinking of is the free attack upon missing. There is and isn't.
Great.
Some of the time.
Some of the... Well, I mean, either way, Anthony hates where he is, so he's going to, like, somersault backwards to try to, like, put some distance between him and the mosquitoes. Whatever that does.
Colin is going to try and do a little basic magic spell. He's going to try and manipulate some elements. He wants to... From the trickle that used to be the river, he wants to kind of like raise a little wall of water and kind of put cover to like one side of our group, so the mosquitoes kind of would have to go around. He's just gonna like lift up a little bit of like wall of water out of the out of the river, so that we have something to like back up against, and the bugs have to come around one side. They can't swarm us from all directions. That's what he's trying to do. All
right.
18 nice. Plus 3 plus 1. So that's good. Dirty right, 22.
So you like, you know, water bend some water in between you and the skeets.
Nice. And the skeets.
And the skeets.
However, they can fly, so they just fly over the top of it.
I mean, I thought they'd be coming at our level, you know.
Dane! Show me in the module where it says that.
So, there's only three left. The one that is nearest, or like kind of in between Hank and Honk, sorry, Honk and Samantha, got hit with the stick, goes in on Samantha. Oh, that's not great. What's your AC?
13, if with my oven mitt.
So it's going to latch onto you.
Fuck, I don't want that.
Do 3 damage.
Fuck.
And it is attached to you. The other two, who are swarming Anthony, continue to swarm Anthony. Ah.
This fucking sucks.
The first one, what's Anthony's AC?
13.
Will attached to Anthony, doing 1 damage.
No.
I hate the outdoors. I fucking hate it.
And the second one misses.
Okay.
Honk.
Whichever one is not latched onto somebody actively is just going to get the mace. He's going to dash in and try and smack it out of the air.
Alright, so we'll call that one this.
Okay. 16 plus 2.
You smack it.
4 plus 2, 6 damage.
You, smack it so good that it, like, flies in, or flies. It is forced by your smack into the, thorn bushes.
Yeah.
You know, 30, 40 feet away, and like, you know, is impaled on the thorns, and it's like zzz,
zzz, zzz. How's halfling blood taste over there?
Samantha.
So she's going to, where is it on me?
Call it your armpit.
Okay, I'll call it my armpit. So,
or don't.
So you were waving your oven mitt, and
it just went because it can fly. It just went under my oven mitt, and so with her free right hand, she's going to cast basic magic to pull like a loose rock or log or something off the ground to like smack it into the mosquito.
Okay.
Oh, natural 20! Yum, yum, yum.
You kill it. with a handful of mud, but you're not using your hand, so a handful-sized mud blob comes and grabs it, you know, rips it off of you, and then, like, just, like, pushes it into the soft mud at your feet. You know, crushing and suffocating it.
I also can cast an extra spell with no proficiency. I'd like to heal.
Okay.
That's good.
So I'm going to roll against my AC. I rolled an 11. Does that include Does that include my shield?
No.
Okay, so if it meets it.
If it meets, it beats.
Let's fucking go! That was a high five for the listeners at home.
They could hear it.
So
I'm sure.
I get a roll 2d6
mm-hmm.
for a single target. So it's 8. Nice. I only need the 3. Yum, 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 yum. But I'm assuming I can't go over, like, my base.
Correct.
Okay. Sweet.
Back to Anthony.
And the last one is on Anthony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get that bug.
I hate what's happening. He, I'm just going to try to stab it again. 11 plus 3, 14.
That'll do it.
And D4. Plus 3, 4 damage.
You have skewered the bug.
Yeah.
Immediately starts throwing up again. God, that was so gross. I hate the woods. You know, I hate
some
outside.
Some killjoys, they only eat vomit.
I read about it.
In a book.
In a book.
Oh, you guys are doing a thing.
This dodgeball, man.
I've seen that movie.
All right.
Are they all dead?
That's all the...
Yay!
All the so, if we were counting XP, which we are not, I should have been awarding you some for the stuff you had been doing.
Okay.
But, sticking to the book as much as possible, now is the time to award you XP. You also would have been awarded XP... for not lethaling those guards in Laura Lee's clearing.
Hey, we did good there.
Yeah, we did real good.
But, so, this says, divide 150 XP among the characters if they defeat or drive away the giant skeeters. So, mark that down. You've gained some XP.
Some gained. XP.
For the purposes of this,
well, sorry,
I'm
going to
do
some.
Tallies.
I have a...
You're going to do 75 tallies?
No, I'm just going to do a tally.
Well, we should have gained XP twice then at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I'm going to do two tallies.
Okay, I'm going to copy.
I have a loose idea of when I'm going to pop the level.
And it's right now.
It's not.
Fuck!
Oh, beans.
Someone say beans?
Beans.
Me? All right, so... You've successfully traversed these giant mud flats.
Samantha, this is why I told you we should have never left the tree. We should have just kept baking cakes.
It's okay. Going outside is okay.
From what she was telling me, baking cakes in a tree sounds, well, suboptimal.
Listen, you can't boil them. That's rule
yes,
number one.
We did go over that. No boiling when it comes to baking.
Honestly, the tree was the best. We could stay inside. There was no outside.
Yes, but then you wouldn't be having this exciting adventure, he says as he hikes up his robes to gingerly finish crossing the mud.
All right, so... as you trudge north, following the river's bends, you come to a large bend, and the bank is kind of like three to four feet, like above. Right, you know, the river has carved a little cliff there. Of course, there is no water that far. So it's like just a muddy slope into like, you know, some more mud flats and then like into the trickle of the river. There's some large rocks around this river bend, and you know, you kind of just were noticing the, oh wow, the river's really low, and like, oh man, I bet that would have been like a great fishing spot if the river was high.
Mm. Are there fish?
There are not, but you do notice something weird. At first, you think it's just the water playing tricks on your eyes as you stare at one of the rocks. Then you realize it's no trick. Sprawled over one of the rocks is the unclad form of a female entangled with strands of river plants. Okay. Her long, flowing, pale green tresses obscure her face, and she appears to be unmoving. You know this form to be a naiad.
A naiad.
A freshwater sprite. She is located about 50 feet from the bank that you were on, so like, you know, down this little hump and into the river bed.
I want to cast, Samantha cast message at her.
Okay.
Hey sis, you up?
It's a good question.
No, you can't hear this. It's in my little, like, magic tunnel.
Oh. What's she doing?
Well, wait, first roll me.
Oh. That's a natural one.
Maybe she doesn't speak Keebler.
She's dead.
Are you sure?
Positive. A woman knows.
I think Colin's going to try and send message as well. I say there. Are you okay? In yourself down there? 17.
I'm not okay! My sisters are trapped.
What you saying?
I really hope that comes through on the broadcast / recording.
Yeah, it probably it's audible, and she says she's not okay. She's suffering, and her sisters are trapped. This fey creature of the water. I think it's this dam. This dam up ahead.
This dam what?
The damn dam.
Oh, right.
This is... It's put these water spirits in a bad way.
Sure, because they need water.
That's not the main cause! I left my pool to seek aid for my sisters. We are trapped. There's a bear. It's going to eat us.
A bear?
A bear what?
Please, try to kill the bear away from my pool.
Lady, where's your pool from here? Samantha, can you do a heal on her down there? I don't want to go down in the mucky muck again.
I mean, she's dead, so I don't know.
No,
why.
She's not. I'm relaying my magical telepathic conversation.
You can talk.
I'm sharing that with the party.
You can talk with the dead?
She's not dead. She's just very hurt.
If you say so.
She casts heal. It's a 5 + 3, 8.
Heal on the
naiad.
I
level up.
No effects. No visible effects.
See? Told you. She's dead. Listen.
My pool is just on the eastern shore. It used to be part of the river. Until it dried up.
The eastern shore. So we have to cross
you
this.
You look across, and sure enough, it looks like there used to be a deep pool. So like, you know, to describe it without making the folks at home unable to see, I'm not going to draw it. So like, the river comes around a curve to the east and then curves to the west, and you are on the west. So like, looking northeast, you can see that there used to be another deep pool around the bend, but it's now just a pool. And again, it's, well, not again, it's different. It's not a little cliff, it's more of a wooded thing. So, like, pop me a quick, like, tracking woodsman perception.
All of us?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
None of my guys are good at that.
So Samantha rolled a 7, but Anthony is proficient in this, so 14 plus 3.
A flat 7 and a flat 14.
Who got the 14?
Colin.
So Colin and Anthony, you guys look at, you know, where this pool is, that's separated from the flow of the river now, and like in the canopy of the briarwood, you can see a big dark shape. That's a bear. You also can discern that it's wounded.
Okay. Perhaps we can just frighten it off and carry this unfortunate lady back to her waters.
Oh, I see how it's supposed to go. I described it a little wrong. So the pool is actually further off the river than I made it out to be. But whatever.
We're rolling with what I said. Okay. I mean, I think that's a good idea. There's no point in fighting it if we don't have to.
We are here to save this forest, it sounds like. And it's seeming to me as though these fae creatures are representative of the health of the forest. Let's, Honk, can you carry her across your burly shoulders there? I don't want to. I'm going to have to hold my ropes up again. And Honk grumbles and he kind of scoots down the bank.
I love it. Inspiration advantage for Colin.
Lovely, okay. Lovely.
I'm going to have to hold my ropes up again.
Anthony says, listen, I know some things about beasts. No, not naiads. I don't know a naiad from a hamadryad to a, you know, where am I at, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I do know a thing or two about beasts.
I thought you and your companion, I thought you knew this place. I thought you grew up here.
Oh, they both shoot eyes at each other, and Samantha goes,
yeah, we did. We totally grew up here. He's just saying that, it's different now that the water's dry.
Well, it certainly is mucky.
Yeah, it isn't normally like this.
So anyways, I can go over there and see if I can't reason with the bear.
Splendid. Honk, pick up that unfortunate lady.
Give me a dexterity roll for Honk.
Okay.
Getting down into the riverbed.
Ooh, there's a 2+2.
Honk's gonna slip on a slimy rock and
have a little fall. Couldn't have been a 1.
Take no damage because it's not 1. You're right, it's not a 1. It's just the fall.
But if it had been a 1, I could have re-rolled it because I'm a halfling.
Oh, true. So you're embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Hey, we all drink our beer.
It's we, yeah.
I mean, we were gonna anyways, but now there's a reason to.
Yeah. So
this beer drink brought to you by beer.
All mucky and a little disheveled. He sticks his mace in his belt, and he heaves her over his shoulder.
She doesn't like it.
Oh.
But she is in no position to argue.
Lady, be cool. I'm taking you back to your hole.
Anthony is following along.
Okay. So as you guys get close to this pool, the bear that's in the tree line stirs. It was Anthony who rolled
pretty good. Yeah, 17.
You can smell that the wounds that the big bear is suffering has festered, and it's gross. And it's like, it's going to be real mean.
Anthony throws up.
So it stirs and is like,
Samantha, heal the bear. It's hurt. Maybe we heal it. It'll just go away.
Honk puts the naiad down on the bank and is like, I don't know if that's that smart of an idea. If it's healed, it might just kill us easier.
I don't know. I feel like a healed bear could retreat. A hurt bear is more likely to kind of stand its ground and fight.
I'll defer to your woodsmanship
in this. I mean, we grew up around here, so...
Yes, Honk. Defer to their woodsmanship, Collins. Like... with his robes all held up. Squelching up out of the bank behind everybody else.
And then Samantha kind of slides down into the river and then back up to the other side. I'm going to try to cast heal on the bear.
Heal that bear.
Natural 20!
Let's go!
So the bear gets 2d6. Two ones.
Throw another d6 in there for the natural 20.
That's a 3, so a total of 5. The dice giveth, the dice taketh.
So the bear is like, you can tell it's getting ready to defend its little pool of, the only place that it can be. Anyways, Samantha does her little heal magic. What does that look like?
She holds up her walking stick, and she goes, and then like leaves and stuff kind of rustle. And then, like, a wind pushes towards the bear. And then a second wind pushes towards the bear. It got a second wind, Cosmo.
And then, like, so, yeah, it's like, you can tell it's getting ready to do a big roar and display of strength. Obviously, capping. And then, like, gets its fur ruffles in the wind, and it kind of, like, and like you can like pops out its back leg and kind of shakes it, tests it, looks at it, like a bear does with its nose. And like lumbers into the woods away from the pool.
Anthony just kind of holds his hands out like,
I told you, listen, I know the woods. These woods, practically my backyard.
Listen, I'm glad we didn't have to fight it. It was pretty big, did you see?
He slaps Honk. He goes, oh, it was big. Uh-huh. Nice looking bear, am I right?
Right. Honk picks up the naiad and dumps her in the pool.
She likes that. She comes above water. So her voice isn't going to do the stupid thing anymore. My name is Lura. And for you following along at home, Lura appears to be a 4-foot-tall, elf-like humanoid with pale green skin and minute scales. She has long, filamentous green hair, gill slits on her neck, and webbed hands and feet. Her feet are elongated and delicate, like that of a fish tail. Because that's how you get your tail. And so her sisters that she spoke of also come up to the edge of the pool.
Oh.
And they all... Wait, hold on. Let me just check numbers here.
They do 25 damage. You're dead.
Eh, whatever.
They so there, fucking get
there's
you.
Four of them in total. So three sisters and Lura. And they all present you with a fresh water pearl each.
Ooh.
And you know these to be worth 150 gold pieces.
That.
Each.
Rocks.
Wait, how many?
Four total.
Four total.
So one apiece.
One apiece, okay.
Looking at his, Colin is like, you know, yes, some monetary value, perhaps, in exchange for one of these. But pearls have a magical application as well. You might consider... You might not consider spending them right away. Just, you know, continue to have Daddy pay your tuition.
This is the richest I have ever been. I'm gonna buy at least four beans when I get back to the tavern.
In addition to the pearls, you get 100 XP divided amongst you for defeating the bear. So, an XP moment.
Ooh, somebody quit.
This is just the known hater. Lura and her sisters thank you, fine folk. Maybe a wink at Anthony.
Anthony nods. And he says, listen.
They giggle.
Okay, whoa. And Samantha does like a harumph.
Honk sits down on a rock next to the pool and starts fishing some snacks out of his pack. Listen, ladies, can you tell us anything about what's ahead of us upriver?
He called us ladies.
Listen, you're lovely, but you're a little scaly for me.
I don't know.
I prefer hairier feet. If you get what I'm saying.
Aww.
I'm a halfling.
Just in case you didn't get what I was saying, Anthony licks both of his hands and then runs it through his like chestnut hair.
We're trying to go. We're on our way upriver. Do something about the dam. Is there anything you can tell us about what's on the way?
Nasty frogs up there.
We'd heard that.
Well, I was talking about frogs. There's also frog folk.
Oh. Like, oh. All right.
Wait, there's both? In like this nasty, world?
Like, not good for eating? Or just, like, you don't
mean,
like
mean, try to eat you.
Wait, there are frogs that try to eat you?
Yes.
And there are frog people that try to kill you?
Yes. And eat you too.
Tell you what. I've never had a frog that was trying to eat me. I bet them some big frogs.
Yeah, how big are these frogs?
Giant even.
Dan, give yourself advantage.
Yeah. Thank you. Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Actually, no. You roll bad over there.
Listen, sis. We're here to try to recover some bean carriers. Did you by chance see a party of eight come through here?
Oh, yes.
Human folk like my boss here.
Yeah, but not nearly as fine.
No. Yes. Dressed, you know, slovenly, but noble.
Yes, they are slaves of the frog folk now.
No, that's disheartening.
At least they didn't eat them. Is there a camp?
Oh yes, and a tree.
Oh, another tree. Is this a hamadryad tree?
Oh yes, Corley.
That's the other sister.
dead one, Honk says tactlessly.
Oh, right, she's dead. Dead. I'm just going to underline that.
All right. Honk finishes his...
You silly humans! They're not so easy to kill, them Hamadryads.
Oh. Oh,
okay.
So the frogs... Wait,
I guess
hang
you
on.
Guys aren't humans. Whatever.
I mean, maybe to a naiad, we all look like humans, right? So the frogs are trying to kill the Hamadryads?
Oh, well, they killed her physical form.
Okay, but there's, like, a second form?
If the tree liveth, the Hamadryad liveth.
The trees need water.
Some fascinating nature magic.
Yeah, I knew all about this. You should have just asked me about it, and I would have told you that, of course, like, a Hamadryad can't die if the tree's alive. So that's, everyone knows that. Who's from here? So I don't expect you to know, Colin, because you're an out-of-towner.
Yes, as I'm not from here. Well, ladies, appreciate the help. I think... Well, we've got balance to restore to this wood. Fellows?
To the beans!
Hurry back, you! And gestures at Anthony.
Oh, I'll be back. You better believe it.
And Samantha slaps his arm.
Why do you always do this when we're outside?
Listen, I told you we should go out more and meet other people. Make things a little more interesting.
I don't want things to be interesting. I just want, you know, to not be poor anymore. You're embarrassing me in front of royalty.
She gestures to Colin.
No, not royalty per se.
Your Majesty, don't mind my brother.
So, this whole, the day has started to wane.
Gross.
As you've trekked north, you've fought some skeeters and stopped over to fuck with this bear and, flirt with the naiads. Or the naiads flirted with you.
Yikes.
So, the second day is coming to a close as you, I assume, cross the river again and back on path.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go, are we better following this path to get to the frog people? Or is there a way we could circumvent sort of their expected route and maybe catch them off guard?
Fishing another snack out of his pouch while we're walking, Honk is like, well, I thought with your woodcraft we ought to be asking you that.
Right, no, this is me. I'm just thinking out loud.
Right, because he's from here, so he knows what he's talking about.
I'm just saying, like, out loud to myself, because I'm the woodsman.
It just, you know, seems to me like best practice would be to not approach a camp by the road.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm so glad you agree, Honk. Maybe we should find a way around all of this. Maybe not, the road less traveled, as it were.
Hmm. Colin's kind of still shaking out the muck from the hem of his robes. He's like, I hope it's not through anywhere sticky or rambly. Adventuring is fun and all, but it takes a toll on one's wardrobe.
You look fantastic, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
So maybe, night settling in, we make camp, and then tomorrow we find, maybe we find, like, the way the frog people go when they're not using the regular trail.
That sounds good.
Okay, you got any more of that breakfast?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Honk. Honk never goes anywhere without 8 or 9 breakfasts.
I gotta say, I'm getting pretty used to and enjoying all this eating we're doing. Like, twice in one day? It's crazy.
All right, so you guys pop a camp in the vicinity, back on the path, but you know, adjacent to the Naiad pool.
Do we have some idea
how far?
Yeah, how far walking time? Honk's thinking maybe, even though he hates to do it, no fire tonight. We're a lot closer, or he assumes we're a lot closer.
Roll me a woodsman whatever.
Listen, halflings love breakfast. That's well established in fantasy literature.
Or like a history would also come into play if you know about the Briarwood or something. Just okay. Yeah. What do you guys reckon how far you guys are?
My guys would have no... That's a 2 and a 5.
Well, a 2 for Anthony. Samantha rolled an 18 plus nature, so plus 3.
Samantha would know, based on the density of the forest, etc., etc., that you guys are about a day and a half following the river, but you know, it does curve quite, it's been curvy, so like, you know, day and a half following the river, so it would probably be shorter than that to where the supposed dam is. You assume that the dam is but right at the edge of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
But going directly through as the elf goes or something, I don't know, whatever.
As the elf flies.
it would take 2 days to work your way through the brambly briarwood. But it would be a shorter trek.
Shorter, like, lengthwise.
Shorter lengthwise and probably unexpected because it is rough and sticky. Not sticky, prickly. Rough and prickly.
My wardrobe. Well, Daddy can bear the cost.
Well, and your I lost the voice. Your Majesty, we're gonna go that way so that, you know, we have the element of surprise.
It's best to have that, I assume, in a rumble.
Well, and in the forest.
Which I assume is what we're gonna do.
Yes. I believe we are on our way to a rumble.
Alright. Well, in the morning, we'll follow your lead, then. Through the prickly brambles.
Let's get pricked.
So, do you follow the no fire and camp?
Honk doesn't really prepare anything, but from his pack, which is mostly food, he shares out fruits and breads and dried meat and hard cheeses for everybody. Well, it's pretty good. Just, you know, nothing hot tonight.
Anthony's
no preparation.
Is rubbing his hands together really, really fast, and then like holding it around the meat. He goes, "This is something we do back in the tree. This is a hot meal right here. You want me to warm yours up too?
I'll warm it in my belly.
I love it. Inspiration.
Thank you. Operation.
And then, yeah. After a cold supper, Honk again. He'll take some watch. Split it with whoever. Colin is accustomed to not taking watch.
Listen, I'm gonna be up all night anyway, so I'll take the other watch.
Well, I'll be up some as well. Don't want to... Get some sleep, man, if you can. That's best practice on the trail.
He says, "Hey, look at me.
Yeah?
You don't tell me about the trail.
Alright. This is your trail, I'm just visiting.
Yeah, been all over this place. Know this trail backwards and forwards. But I am gonna get some shut-eye.
All right. I'll take a shift then.
The night passes largely without incident. There are two things that somebody on watch would hear, maybe not at the same time. You hear the giggling laughter of the naiads having a good time.
Fuck. We should have stayed.
And then from the north...
Listen, horn dog. We can go have a good time after we fix the forest, huh?
All right.
And then the other thing, from the north, you hear these loud croaks like...
Holy shit, dude.
And
that's so good.
Big splashes and, you know, obviously... a large nocturnal predator is slumping around and slurping up giant skeeters or, you know, what have you.
Oh, right, because the mosquitoes are big. Fuck.
Dude, get one of those, I'm going to cook us up some big frog legs.
Oh, man. With, like, fire and everything?
As soon as it's safe to.
Wow.
But
if it doesn't eat me first, huh?
yeah.
But I never met a frog I couldn't eat.
I've never met a frog. I don't know what they look like.
So I think natural stopping point, we're just cut that as an episode.
Okay.
And, you know, pick this up directly after. So thanks for listening to another episode of 2HGM. You can find us at 2hgm.com, where we have some more stuff. Afterlife, our original role-playing setting and rule sets.
It's cool. Check it out.
Cool. Join our Patreon. If you join our Patreon, you become a member of the Discord, so you could be listening to this live. Yeah, and thank you to the Burning Savers for their song Pontillo's Finest as the intro and outro to our song. And we'll see you in just a few seconds.
See you on the morrow.